بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأحد الصمد الذي أصبغ عليها نعمة ظاهرة وباطنة، فبأي آلاء ربنا نكذب؟ والصلاة والسلام على من أكمل نعمه بوجوده وببعثه وإرساله، سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجمعنا معه كما آمنا به ولم نراه. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and upon those who follow him until the end of time. Welcome back to our reading of عقول الجمان في أقائد أهل الإيمان, the section on النبوات. Islamic theology is studied in three ways: ilahiyat, nubuwat, sam'iyat. Ilahiyat, things that are related to God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we have to believe, what we have to deny, what's possible. Number two, an-nubuwat, what we believe about the Prophet alayhi wasalam. And the last, as-sam'iyat or al-ghaybiyat, the unknown, the hereafter, what happens in the grave, and all of those things. قال سيدنا الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى نفعنا الله تعالى بعلمه في دارين أمين. قال وأنه أي وأنه تعالى يعني ختم الجميع بخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Now Allah سبحانه وتعالى completed prophecy and prophets by sending the final prophet. You know, one time I was on a college campus and some of the people from the Ahmadi community, we have to be very careful that we disagree with the Ahmadi community. We don't support any people being mistreated or their rights being violated, of course. But also we have to be careful that this is not used to try to make us bend and accept them as Muslims. They're not Muslim. Just like the Nation of Islam, we don't consider them Muslim because they don't believe in the finality of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Day of Judgment. And also things about God, in particular the Nation of Islam. They're the Nation of Islam. They're the Ahmadi community. And as I told those Ahmadis, like, if you want to be Muslim so bad, then be Muslim. But one of them told me in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Khatam al-Nabiyyin. So therefore he used this, the passive participle, ism maf'ul, to insinuate that the meaning here is not finality. And I said, so what would the word be that would make it khalas? He said, khatim an-nabiyyin. So I said, subhanallah, Abi Amr al-Basri, Abu Amr al-Basri, fawaliduhu al-ala, as Sayyidina Shatibi mentions, one of the seven imams, his riwayah is khatima, not khatima. So I said, there it is. Khatima al-Nabiyyin. So now, hayya, ta'al, aslim. And then he got angry at me. We don't have to respond if we learn and if we understand and we equip ourselves properly. We don't have to get emotional. Usually we get emotional when we don't know because we get insecure. But when we know, we can stay calm and cool. So don't fall into this trap, particularly with this community, and argue with them in وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِلَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُ. Argue in a better way. And one of the best ways to do that is to learn. وَأَنَّهُ خَتَمَ الْجَمِيعَ بِخَاتِمِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ وَإِمَامِ إِمَامِ الْهَادِي وَقَائِدِ الْغُرِّ الْمُحَجَّنِينَ. Naam, Sheikh Salim al-Bishri says one of the things we have to believe is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed prophethood, the culmination of prophethood, with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Imam of guidance. Alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why in Madhab Sadat al-Maliki, we have what's called Sunnah al-Huda. Right? Certain practices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sunnah mu'akkada, are sunnahs that are going to directly bring someone in a state of being guided, bi-iznillah. Wa qa'id al-ghurri al-muhajjaneen. Of course, this is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that describes his ummah in the hereafter as having illumination from wudu, ghurra al-muhajjaneen. Right? We ask Allah, يَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ هَؤُلَىٰ. When you make wudu, right, it's a very important thing because you are building your light for the hereafter. وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ, and this is very important, contextual da'wah. وأنه تعالى أيد كل رسول منهم بمعجزات خارقات للعادات في النوع الذي يكون عليه أمته. الله أكبر. And that Allah سبحانه وتعالى aided and assisted every prophet with a miracle which was befitting the context of his people. What his people understood and knew. It's very important, so I like to ask students, what is the most important thing in your community today that you can use to make da'wah relevant to them without sacrificing the principles of da'wah? Just last night, I was reading the news, a Travis Scott concert. People were, the swelling crowd, large number of people were killed. Some reports are saying children. How do you then frame something happening at this degree? You could say to someone like, is this really how you want to be when you die? What kind of society allows this to happen, right? I'm not blaming the artist, of course, but the point is people are dying in situations like this, where people in this country, you know, are doing things which are egregious, natural moral violations, and right in front of them are people, for example, living in the streets, living in tents. So many challenges, right? What can you use to contextually adjust your da'wah so that it impacts people without sacrificing the haqq? So the Shaykh, he says, وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَيَّدَ كُلَّ رَسُولٍ بِمُعْجِزَاتٍ خَارِقَاتٍ لِلْعَدَاتِ فِي النَّوْعِ الَّذِي يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّتُهُ فَإِقَتَلْ لِلْحَدِّ الَّذِي تَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ that surpassed what they knew. So like the Prophet ﷺ brings the Quran and surpasses their understanding of literature and poetry. It's beyond it, right? It sticks out. In the time of Sayyidina Isa, people practice medicine. It surpasses, his miracles surpass what they know to be the laws of normal human beings, physical law. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in his time, magic was huge, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُّبِينٌ, right? Suddenly it becomes a stick, and those magicians know this is not something that any normal person can do. وَلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ قَالُوا أَمَنَّا بِرَبَّ. They repented for their magic. It's proof that you can repent for magic, and they fell in prostration. فَائِقَةً, right? Beyond anything that they could muster. لِلْحَدِّ الَّذِي تَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ. مثلا مثل أن الله تعالى أو مثل أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أرسل موسى في زمن سحرة. سحرة يعني سيدنا سحرة. سيدنا موسى was sent in time of magic. فأيده بالعصا. So he gave him that staff. واليد البيضاء. And his hand that was illuminated. وفلق البحر. And he split the sea. ونحو ذلك and other things. فعلم العقلاء الموفقون من أهل زمانه أن ذلك خارج عن طاقتهم. And the people who knew, people of knowledge, they knew that this is beyond anything we have the ability. فائقة ما يكون عليه أمته. Right? Beyond their ability. أو فائقة الحد الذي تقدر عليه. أو تقدر عليه. أو تقدر عفوا عليه. فَلَا يُقْدَرُ عَلَيْهِ, as he said. And they knew that that was something that was beyond their ability. وَأَنَّهُ شَيْءٌ عَنْ قُدْرَةِ قَادِرٍ يَقْدِرُ وَلَا يُقْدَرُ عَلَيْهِ. And this is very important, that anything which is beyond our ability is coming something from something other than us. And this goes back to the idea of Allah being قادر سبحانه وتعالى. Muridan subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever he wants and whatever we see of his power and authority, we, if we think about it, we immediately know that this is beyond our ability. And since it's beyond our ability, it's not coming from any of us or anything in the material world. Therefore, that deserves to be worshipped. وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And that's why those magicians, I just read the verses in the Quran, they immediately fell into sujood and they affirmed their belief in Sayyidina Musa. وَبَعَثَ عِيسَى فِي زَمَنِ الطِّبَاءِ فَأَيَّدَهُ بِإِحْيَاءِ الْمَوْتَى وَإِبْرَاءِ الْأَكْمَهِ وَالْأَبْرَصِ ونحو ذلك فعلم العلقاء عقلاء عفوا أن ذلك خارج عن عاداتهم. سيدنا عيسى sent at the time of great medical advancements, but he brings things like causing the dead to come to life by the will of Allah, curing the leper by the will of Allah, that the intelligent people around him knew this is beyond our ability. وَبَعَثَ النَّبِيَّنَا مُحَمَّدًا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي زَمَنِ بُلَغَاءِ وَكُهَّانِ فَأَيَّدَهُ بِالْقُرْآنِ. The Prophet ﷺ is sent at a time where there's incredible eloquence in language, as well as magic and sorcery. الَّذِي لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِهِ فَلَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. And that it, the level of the eloquence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran was such that if all human beings and jinn gathered together, and some of them were stronger than others, they would not be able to reproduce the Quran. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَسْرْ بِهِ وَيَجْهَرُ ثُمَّ يَصْدَعْ بِمَا بِهِ يُؤْمَرْ حَتَّى غَلَبَ الْحَقُّ وَارْتَفَعَ. But the Prophet continued, and he continued to teach and call to the Haqq, until the haqq became, alhamdulillah, dominant. وَظَهَرَ نُورُ اللَّهِ وَسَطَعَ. And that the light of Allah became clear and began to shine. فَعَلِمُوا هَؤُلَى الْكُفَّارِ. Those disbelievers around the Prophet. أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ كَلَامِ الْبَشَرِ. They knew that this was not the speech of a human being. بَلْ هُوَ كَلَامُ خَارِقِ الْقُوَّةِ وَالْقُدْرَةِ. But this is the communication of the all-powerful, the one who decrees all things and controls all things. فَآمِنُوا بِهِ. So they believed in the Prophet. إِلَّا مَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابِ. Except for those who it was decreed, they will die as disbelievers and they will deserve the punishment. وَسَبَقَتْ شَقَاوَتُهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ. And whose sadness and whose displeasure was written, meaning decreed before creation. Next time, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to talk about Iman tafseelan bil anbiya. What are the details of our faith in the prophets? But mashallah, up until this point, the Sheikh frames the roles of prophets, this balance between givers of glad tidings and warners, calling to faith and obedience, warning of disbelief and sin, and then noting that they were contextually appropriate for their time. A lot of times Muslims like to ask, we're so far away from prophecy, what is the miracle of the Ummah of the Prophet after the Quran, of course? What is going to help us stick out as a community and center people back on prophecy is character. Our character is our miracle. And that's why the Prophet said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثُ لِأُتِمَّ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقَ. I was sent to complete good character. So barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.